This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the worldwide death toll from the coronavirus surges past 1 million, U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to persuade the country's governors to reopen schools with the announcement of a shipment of billions of rapid coronavirus tests to states this week.
These new Abbott rapid point-of-care tests are easy to use and return results within just minutes. You'll have a result in a maximum 15 minutes. No machine is required to process them.
The federal government plans to ship 100 million tests to states over the next several weeks. The move to dramatically expand testing comes just 5 weeks before the November elections, as Mr. Trump continues to face criticism for his handling of the coronavirus. The rapid tests from Abbott Laboratories can be used outside of medical facilities, but experts warn they are less accurate and harder to track than the older laboratory test. Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are set to debate one-on-one for the first time Tuesday night, as their first of three debates taking place and 5 weeks ahead of the November elections. Mr. Biden has maintained about a 7 percentage point advantage over Mr. Trump in national polls for weeks. If he wins, Trump would be only the third U.S. president in the last four decades to lose his bid for re-election. But the race is close in several key battleground states, meaning Trump could once again lose the popular vote, as he did in 2016 against Hillary Clinton, and still win the Electoral College vote to claim victory. There are estimates that 100 million Americans will be watching the two presidential candidates. This is VOA.